It's time now for the Prescott Palette with your host, Barry Barb. Sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Finding and Making the Good is a group of community members recognizing and celebrating people doing good for others in our community. Share your stories of people doing good deeds through their website, findingandmakingthegood.com, and they'll randomly select up to three each month to be recognized. Visit findingandmakingthegood.com to nominate and contribute today, and like them on Facebook to learn more about your neighbors who are making the good in Prescott. Proud to be part of the Gatto Community Gives program. Like them on Facebook and visit their website, findingandmakingthegood.com. Sponsored by Elgato Azul.
All you need to move ahead is a college that works with you. Yavapai College has degree and certificate programs that can fast-track you for the job you want with schedule options that work with your busy life. The step you take now can secure your future. Take it. Sometimes a classroom or a learning lab is the best way out of the box. YC has classes and certificates in the most sought-after trades. Visit Yavapai College online at yc.edu/admission to register today.
Here's a shout out to my good friend Rukini and her crew of Allen's Flowers and More, where they've been creating beauty and delivering happiness since 1914. Located at 1095 East Gurley Street in Prescott, Allen's is your one-stop shop for all your floral and gift needs for any occasion. Weddings, anniversaries, birthdays, or to send a pick-you-up bouquet. Allen's features a wide selection of unique gifts, cards, truffles, as well as convenience of a drive-through pickup window and flower happy hour. Allen's Flowers and More, 1095 East Gurley, 445-5131, or on the web at allensflowers.com.
Seen sky so blue and the grass so green. Never, never, never have I ever, ever seen someone like you, if you know what I mean. Someone like you, if you know what I mean. Take me by the hand and lead me far away from all the trouble here today. Take me by the hand and show me where to go. I follow you, I think you know. I follow you, I guess you know. Show me what it means, baby, show me how it feels.
Welcome to the Prescott Palette, where we're going behind the scenes of Prescott's culinary, visual, and performing arts, and everything in between. My guests today are, here's the thing, you and I have been actually associated, we've passed paths in the same circle of people, but around each other, never really. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my guest today is Meg Borman. How are you?
Oh, I am doing so well. Thank you, Barry. I'm happy to be here.
I'm so glad. So we saw you, we crossed paths again on Sunday evening.
Yes.
And I'd heard that you were going to be performing with the Pure Imagination Festival.
Yes.
With your new, now it's not a new group though, is it?
I gave birth to two-thirds of it.
Two-thirds of it, so it's your group, literally.
I mean, I don't know, do we own our children? No.
No, we don't. No. Trust me, we don't. They probably own us more than we own them.
Yes.
All right, so a lot going on with you that I want to talk about, but I want to tell you one thing. So Sunday evening, you gave me your CD.
Yes.
Okay. And I knew that you had a CD release party at the Raven a couple months ago.
It was at the Elks.
Oh, was it the Elks? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Crystal Ball.
Oh, Crystal Ball. Sorry about that. Okay, so I didn't know that. But anyways.
You knew something.
I knew something like that.
Yeah, and you made up the rest, and that's how we do it.
Exactly. But I want to tell you, this CD has been playing nonstop in my car for 2 days.
Oh, Barry.
I absolutely love it.
Make my heart melt. I mean, thank you so much.
And this is why I love it, I think. Because one, it comes across as so genuine. Mm-hmm. It is so, I'm trying to figure out what I would call it as far as a genre. And you can tell me after I give you my explanation or my definition of it. But I absolutely, there's every song in here I love. And what I like about it is it's storytelling at its best. Because you really want to go back and hear the lyrics to the song. You know, and so many times the lyrics are lost in music, and yours are there as the base, in my interpretation of it, anyways. And you wrote all these, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So I'm going to go with, you ready for this?
Yeah,
this is my definition of this CD, which I love. I'm going to go with, I'm going to say, because it's so well produced, I'm going to go with contemporary bohemian gypsy jazz folk telling. And I couldn't throw much more into that. Was I close?
Oh, I love it. You know, I don't know. It's a constant question. We are having a very hard time now that we're applying for other festivals and, you know, we have our seed out. We're trying to promote ourselves. People want to know what genre of music.
Right.
I don't know.
you really don't, it doesn't fit any, and I can hear, like, I hear little bits of, you know, Gypsy, I hear a little bit of Django, I hear a little bit, you know, almost like gin house blues. I mean, it's like, there's everything on here, and it's lovely.
Thank you, Barry. That makes me so happy.
Well, we're done for today. So. So my question is, before we talk more about CD, so what is your background? Because I know, again, we've kind of known each other very casually, and, you know, what is your background? Because you've been in town for how long now?
See, we moved to Prescott in, I would say, July or August of 2020.
Really?
No, 2000, sorry.
I was going to say, yeah. Thought,
yeah. You know, you're going to find this.
I'm like, wait a minute.
That was only 4 years ago.
That's 4 years ago.
You're like, I've seen you long. I know. You taught my son before that.
Yeah.
No, the thing is, you'll find this out throughout the interview. I have space-time kind of issues. I don't remember time. I don't remember past, future. I have some, like, it's a little rough for
really?
Me. Yeah. I mean, I can. I just have to put a lot of effort into it. I think I'm happier in the clouds writing poetry.
I read one you did. Actually, I was on Facebook today doing some behind-the-scenes cyber stalking of you.
Oh.
And you wrote a lovely little poem on the 25th.
Yeah.
And it was beautiful.
Let's see. That was a little... I wrote that a few years ago, but I look for a chance every winter to put it out because it's a short little poem about snow melting.
Right.
And so I look for a day where we have a little dusting of snow when I wake up and it's beautiful, and then it melts by the afternoon.
Let's see if I can do it.
Okay. Because it's also a poem about letting go. I love snow. I hate to see it go. So that's what this poem's about. Let me see if I can do it. This morn, when I awoke, the world was glittering and white. All fresh and quiet stillness lay, bejeweled in silent light. But as the sun rose higher and dawn faded into day, the beauty of the untouched world did melt and wash away. And is it not the job of time to melt the fallen snow? And is it not ours, yours and mine, to learn to let it go?
I love that. That's beautiful. So
thanks, Barry.
You are multifaceted in every aspect of, I want to say, kind of caregiving and nurturing.
Nice.
You are a midwife, is that correct?
I'm a doula.
Now, what's a doula?
So a doula is not quite a midwife. I'm not responsible for all the medical parts of things.
Okay.
I do emotional, physical, pain relief support for birthing parents.
Okay.
And so I accompany them through the pregnancy process, childbirth, and postpartum.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
And whether it's at home, sometimes I work with midwives quite often,
right.
Or in the hospital or in a birth center. So
it's a doula.
It's a doula.
Okay.
It's a Greek word.
So you're also, I know you're an educator. You taught, was it Primavera you were at for?
I taught at a number of schools, but really my degree is in music therapy.
Okay.
That's my degree.
So why did you choose music therapy as a degree?
It chose me, Barry.
Really?
Yes. I didn't want to go to school. I had no desire.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Well, I played, in a nutshell, I had to learn to teach myself music. I play classical piano. I think I have a pretty similar journey to a lot of people in this culture.
Right.
Where I played classical piano as a kid, loved playing, but only could read notes, right?
Right.
Every time I tried to improvise, my teacher would hit me, rap me on the knuckles with a pencil and said, nope, read the notes, right? And I'm a creative person.
Yeah, that's a little boring to me. But
it's a little boring, and it was really deadening. So I looked for other teachers. I thought, what's this magic?
How old were you when you starting this lesson?
Oh, I think I was probably 8.
Okay.
I was probably 8 years old. I took lessons from 8 to maybe 13, something like that. I got pretty good with classical music, but I didn't feel like a musician.
Right.
I thought, what is this? I see people sit down and play songs. They're not looking at music.
I know.
They're like hearing something.
And you're so jealous.
Yeah, so jealous. I was like, what is this magic? Like they must, and you know, my family be like, well, they're born with something you don't have. And I'm like,
oh,
fine.
They're so supportive.
Yeah. So, you know, they didn't know. They don't know. We don't really have musicians or artists in our family.
Right.
So it's like, okay, Meg, good luck. So I couldn't find anybody. I gave up music. I thought it wasn't for me. And then here's the fun part. When I was 24, got married, although I will say two of my children are older than that. So just don't let anybody
know
about that. Okay.
Room.
All right. So Thatcher, my husband, and I had our wedding 2000, a month before we moved here. And I was given an accordion as a wedding gift.
That's really, they, someone didn't want that accordion. That's exactly right. Some
that's
wife
how it
is
went
like,
down.
Our marriage or the.
Well, see, we're from Wisconsin, so I think there's an accordion in every closet up there.
There probably is, yeah.
Somebody gave it, I spent my 20s having babies, teaching myself that ridiculous instrument, which I'm in love with. And from that, the way that music works is really a pattern called the circle of fifths. Okay. And so when I teach, I really teach from that about relationships of music, notes, chords, neighborhoods. That's how it works. And the accordion is actually laid out that way. So just by learning it and noticing and listening and finding music from the inside out, turns out I can play anything.
Really?
And probably most of us can.
Okay.
We're just being taught. We're not given the whole story usually.
Right.
You know?
So, all right, when you say you can play most anything, what do you consider yourself capable of performing with?
My main instrument is still piano.
Okay.
I love it. I approach it completely different now, except when I sit down to play classical music.
Right.
And then still my fingers are like, oh, Meg, be careful. You're playing classical. You're going to get hit.
Yeah.
But it's weird the way our bodies really remember these things.
Right.
My brain's like, no, we've moved on. You grew up. But sometimes our bodies don't know that. So piano? Accordion. I play a number of different ukuleles.
Okay.
Right? I brought my baritone 8-string today.
Okay.
I'm decent at guitar and I'm okay at banjo. And flutes, you know,
and
trumpet.
And I knew some of this. I knew some of the talents of your family, i.e. Cosimo. But I didn't realize. All right, so this CD is this like your whole family on this thing?
It's almost. We have an older son, True, who I did mention his name. I saw that you threw it in there. I said, that's so nice. I'm such a mother hen. I'm like, everybody else's name is on the CD. I'm putting his name in. And he's a phenomenal drummer also.
Okay.
But he, and guitar player actually, but he lives in Seattle, so he wasn't on it.
Okay.
But yes, Thatcher, my husband, does all the artwork and makes amazing art videos. If you ever go to my YouTube channel, or I think it's even probably on the website, you can see these art videos that he makes.
So explain to me, because when you gave me this, and I've actually seen you perform very briefly as a solo with the ukulele, like for minutes, I think it was some event or something going on or something like that. I literally had no idea what to expect from the CD. First off, you got to explain the name of the group, the Galactagogues.
Yes, so good, isn't it?
You love this. You like this. You have like this impish grin about you.
I know every time, don't I?
Yeah. So explain where the name of the band comes from and how it plays into the music you're presenting.
So I also need to mention Opal. She's my daughter and she's on this. She's all over this CD. Beautiful. So my three kids are True, Cosimo, and Opal. Mm-hmm. And True's not on the CD, but he'll be on the next one. And Kazi and Opal are all over it.
You and Kazi singing on some of these pieces, I'm going to stop bragging about this. I really love it. But anyways, in case you can't tell, what's going to happen, I'm going to play it to death and I'll hate it in like a week.
No. Well, we'll have a new one out soon. Three other tracks on Spotify aren't on the CD, so you can geek out on them.
Okay, geek out. Yeah. All right, so going back to geeking out, let's go back to Galactagogues.
Okay, so Galactagogues.
Galactagogues.
So Galactagogues is a term I learned from my studies in midwifery and my work as a doula.
Mm-hmm.
So there's the first thing. I think it strikes people's ears first off as galaxy, right? This is a galaxy traveler. These are like, you know, universal multidimensional beings, which we are.
I like that.
You know, maybe people don't think that, but I'm letting you know we are.
Okay.
So there's a link between something to do with birth and galaxy here, right?
Okay.
So it's actually a Greek word. And a galactagogue is anything we use in birth to help a nursing mother make and create more abundant and nutritious breast milk and lactation. So if any mammal at all, female usually.
Correct.
Yeah. And so it's a beautiful thing for nursing mothers to help spread the nourishment and the abundance of their children, of the world, of the future. And the root word is lactation, galaxy. Lactation and Milky Way, they all come from the same ancient Greek place. And to me, what that's saying is we didn't call the Milky Way the Milky Way like I thought my whole life because it's white. How boring, right? Think about the ancient Greeks. They didn't even have electric lights. This was like brilliance, right? And to me, what it's saying is the light of the stars up above in the galaxy is actually nourishing us, is shining down upon us like a mother would nurse her baby.
Oh,
and so that's the image I have floating on this beautiful planet Earth, riding through the galaxy, is that we're actually being nourished by the celestial heavens. And so that's where Galactica is, and that's actually what we would like our music to do.
I can...
To nourish the human heart, to bring back the kindness, to bring back the caring for each other, the connection, humanity.
That's lovely.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm not worthy to sit here, I'll tell you that right
now.
Oh,
shush.
So, okay.
You do the same. I know your beautiful work in this community.
So you wrote all these songs.
Correct.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you, I always ask anybody who's I love songwriters because I would love to say I have written
You're
songs.
You're an amazing singer. You don't write?
No, not
yet.
Not currently.
We always say yet at
not
the end
currently,
of those
yes.
things.
Yes. Not currently. But where do you find your inspiration for these?
You know.
Like, let's look at, Here We Go Again.
Here We Go Again.
That's your first one. I love Never, Never, Never. I don't know why. I just love it.
It's fun.
It's a fun song. Do you have a favorite on here?
It's
like
really
kids.
Hard.
How can you have a favorite?
There you go, Bert.
You're welcome.
There,
I saved you.
Did my name, my voice right and everything.
Yeah. So how do you, when you go about writing a song,
so
where do you start?
See.
Is it a poem? Is it a feeling? Is it a thought? Is it experience?
I love the question, and I'm always so eager to hear other people's experiences of songwriting because I love inspiration. That's what I see my main job is really a midwife of creativity.
Right.
A midwife of inspiration. Because that's what we need. We need to bring back our imaginations is number one.
Right.
So, for instance, Here We Go Again. That was the first one. I remember exactly where I was in space-time when that song was written. And I was camping alone. I was doing a solo camping trip. And it felt really, really good to be away from civilization. And also my beloved family sometimes, even though I love them clearly. Right.
Right.
So I'm sitting, I just put my tent up, the sun is starting to go down, and I'm just thinking, oh, here's another sunset. I could have done a lot today, but I really just like played in the mountains and in the meadows and was let myself be dreamy. And that's really what the song's about. Here we go again, another day. And yet, by many people's standards, I've done nothing. But by mine, I've written a song. I've made friends with different wild animals. I've counted wildflowers. And that's what that song's about.
That's a beautiful song. Oh my gosh. I'm just.
But let me tell you,
I feel
Barry,
like I've done nothing with my life.
Shush. Come on. You've done like concrete. You nourish people every day with your
So
life,
anyways,
actually,
we're, talking about, you. Mm-hmm. Okay. So so then you write the song. Okay. And it begins.
Yeah.
So what's the process from there on out? From... Because you've got Kazi and who else is really good? Innocent, some other people. But
Cosimo and Opal and me and Zach Dominguez is a full-time member.
Now, who is Zach Dominguez?
He plays actually in Ponderosa Grove as well.
Okay.
And he plays keys, but he's an amazing multi-instrumentalist and songwriter. You might want him on here sometime.
Right.
And he is the drummer in our band.
Okay.
But he's one of those drummers who really, really listens.
Right.
And he can match the mood and then he can really groove. So I'm a songwriter. I'm a singer-songwriter folk musician.
Right.
It is really fun to bring the groove, to have all the instruments, to rock out, because we get pretty darn funky.
Right.
We get pretty darn punky sometimes, which is really fun.
So who's involved in arrangements and all that stuff? Is that Kazi or who's
that? It's mostly Cosimo. It's everybody's involved. Everybody's involved, but Cosimo does all of the arrangements. And Dylan did the recording and the part of the mixing, but Kazi was there with
and that was over at
everything.
The Raven, Raven Sound Studios?
Yes, at the Raven.
Yeah. So how long, from the process from, say, you've got the tunes together, you've rehearsed enough that you feel confident going to the studio, how long are a process from day one till it comes out in a little folder like this?
I don't know, a couple hundred years.
About 100 years?
Yeah.
You have no perception of time, so it could be a couple hundred years.
You know, I have to say, I love the writing and creating process is my absolute favorite.
Right.
Like my absolute favorite. When songs, I write a poem, like I said that little poem, that came to me as a poem. It's not going to have music.
Right.
If I have a song, it comes to me with a melody.
Right.
And it's sometimes given to me in full.
Yeah.
Sometimes it feels like I'm just tuning my antenna and then boom, there's a song.
Right.
And I'll write a whole thing in a half an hour.
So are you doing, I know you have the music therapy, what would you call it, business, is that what it's called, or what would you call it?
Yeah, it's a business. It's a
practice.
Yeah, it's a practice. Yeah, I have an LLC.
So that's the high note healing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then what services do you provide to them? Who are you seeing as clients? What are you doing with that program?
So I contract with different institutions.
Okay.
Mental health institutions, drug and alcohol recovery, special needs places, okay, developmental disabled places, nursing homes where they take care of people with Alzheimer's, right, and dementia, youth care, like little kids, that kind, right, of thing. And then I have a very big thriving private practice, okay, as well, where people come to me really for this creativity midwifery.
Right. It's kind of like I've had quite a few people I've interviewed about that are involved. It seems like people who are artists in general tend to be very much caregivers.
Mm,
and,
I like
you
that.
Know, like you're saying, either art therapy or music therapy, things you're doing, there's so much more that these people are doing beyond being on the stage. And sometimes not even on the stage. It's just, it's their talent, what they do, and they share it with others through things such as this.
That's really
now,
true.
Do you teach on a regular basis in the school system anymore or no?
No, I decided to stop doing that.
Yeah.
And I'll sub sometimes down at Primavera. And
right.
I was mainly involved with the charter schools or, you know, volunteering, right, my kids.
And how many, do you still doing private lessons?
I do.
How many students do you have for private lessons?
Oof. Sore subject because I just took on way too many.
Oh, really?
And I love you all if you're listening to this.
I was going
to
throw
like
my hat into the ring. I'm like, I guess not now.
And I got to teach your beautiful son.
You did.
I mean, what a talent.
Simon,
what,
yeah,
a
Simon,
gorgeous.
Simon, if you're listening, it's a shout out to you.
Hey, Simon, I miss you. And I'm glad you are thriving in exactly what you chose to do. It's so great. No, what, I mean, he's got the same talent as you and loves to croon, but he can play the piano.
I know,
and
I can't
sing
play
at the
piano.
Same time.
I know.
So maybe you got to come see me.
I would love to, but you booked. Do you have a book now?
Well, we'll see. We'll see what we can do for you, Barry.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah. All right, before we got a few minutes left here. Do you want to play something?
You said bring it.
You can't bring it and not play it. So
I'll just play a bit of something.
You got anything? You got anything as much as whatever you want to do?
Let's see. I don't really know what to do. This is a song I wrote in an airport, and it's funny because I always feel like, am I bothering people, right? I cannot travel without an instrument. Sometimes I bring my accordion even traveling. They love that. The TSA loves that. I always make them guess when they x-ray it. What do you think this is? Mostly they think it's a typewriter. Anyway, the chorus of the song is, we're all trying to get home. So you can see why it was written in an airport. But it took on a deeper meaning.
Okay.
Because that's how poetry works. Midsummer, no place to hide. Sun hanging in empty sky. And only once it's the end of time. Only once it's the end. Oh, lay me low. I'm just trying to get home. And it's a long road. I'm just trying to get home. We are trying to get home. Now I see it's all laid bare. Turned to dust in the thirsty air. Like I wither underneath your stare. Like I turn to dust. Oh, lay me low. I'm just trying to get home, and it's a long road. I'm just trying to get home. We are trying to get home.
I can see that being written in an airport.
And then it took on this whole meaning of, kind of vicious breakups. No, it's like just meanness when people you love are mean and vice versa.
That doesn't happen to you, does it? That doesn't happen.
Oh my goodness. Isn't that wild? Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. It happens all the time.
I know. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yes.
I know. We're so blessed and cursed at the same time.
Probably I do it to others without even knowing myself.
Yeah. Well, if it's not intentional, then it doesn't really happen, right?
Sure, Barry. We'll go with that.
Good. All right. So listen, I know you got some. When's your next gig with the band coming up?
Well, the band, it's very hard because, you know, you see, I was kind of teasing you. I said I gave birth to 2/3 of the band. Well, that's true.
Yeah.
But we really haven't been around in this iteration.
Altogether.
Until like 2019 is when we started as Galactagogs. Even though we were dabbling before. We had a family band, a forced teenage family band. Which,
you're like a Partridge Family. Right?
Oh, man, I thought it was great. Not everybody did.
Yeah.
So Cosimo, Opal, and True all live up in Seattle.
Oh, wow.
Now,
okay.
So we don't have them around.
I didn't know they all were up there. Though.
All three of them, they have their own sibling band going on. They're all musicians.
What's the name of the band?
I think they're still working on it. I think it's going to be D-Fly, like, because Dragonfly is one of our names. It's like the name of our family clan. And,
nice.
But there's too many Dragonflies, so they want to call it D-Fly. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
And you asked me a question, and I didn't answer
it. Pure Imagination Festival?
Okay, so April 12th, I think, is the next time we're playing at Yavapai College Poetry Festival.
Okay.
And then but that's just parts of the band.
April what?
April 12th.
April 12th
And there's
a
Yavapai College Library. They're doing an amazing Southwest Literary Poetry Festival.
Nice.
And we were asked to do the music because we have poetic music.
I like that.
So it will just be me, and I think it'll be a
Not
duo.
Not just you. It's you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It will be me.
There you go.
And somebody else, because we'll do a duo. But then I think the next actual band will be Pure Imagination, which we're so excited about.
I know. So it's what, the third year of Pure Imagination Festival.
Yes.
Takes place on May 17th and 18th.
Yeah.
Watson Lake.
At Watson Lake.
You can
Huge
get information,
festival.
Your tickets information at pureimaginationfestival.com, I think.
Mm-hmm.
If I want to learn more about you guys, I find you on Facebook, but also Galactago. You can pronounce it, Galactagogs.
That's it.
Please spell this for me. .com.
GALACTAGOGUES.
Galactagogs.
Galactagogs.
Well, you'd advance to the spelling bee in a heartbeat.
Yes,
like
I would with that word.
Well, my guest today has been Meg Borman. We're going to wrap up the show with a little bit of Never, Never, Never. You want to do that one? You want to do a different one? For
I want you to choose. I love it.
I like Never, Never, Never. We're going to finish out with Never, Never from the new CD. First CD, right?
First CD,
Galactagogs. Find them out.
Not last.
Not your last, definitely not last. Check them out on galactagogsmusic.com, also on Facebook. Pure Imagination Festival on May 18th at Watson Lake. Get your tickets for that performance along with a bunch of other people. Tanya Tucker, Flaming Lips. Who else is
Sylvan
there?
Esso.
Yeah.
Farside.
Tons of people. Tickets at
pureimaginationfestival.com.
And my name is Barry. Be sure to check out my column every Thursday in the Across the Street section of the Daily Courier to see who I'm talking with next. And we'll see you next week on The Prescott Palette.
Ahead is a college that works with you. Yavapai College has degree and certificate programs that can fast-track you for the job you want with schedule options that work with your busy life. The step you take now can secure your future. Take it. Sometimes a classroom or a learning lab is the best way out of the box. YC has classes and certificates in the most sought-after trades. Visit Yavapai College online at yc.edu/admission to register today.
For your next special occasion or to make any occasion special, Torme, Prescott's newest Italian bistro is a place to meet. Open weekdays for lunch and Monday through Saturday for dinner, Torme offers a selection of creative pasta dishes, fresh seafood, sandwiches, and salads with all sauces and pasta made fresh daily. Torme, not your mom's Italian, but you'll love it even more. Torme, for any occasion, 802 Valley Street in beautiful Prescott, 778-7123.
Let Rafter 11 cater your next special event with a selection of our prepared scones, sandwiches, salads, and bruschetta boards. Rafter 11 Wine Cafe is your one-stop shop for any event. Conveniently located at Center Court in the Prescott Valley Entertainment District. Plan an event on our spacious outdoor patio, in our relaxing dining room, or order ahead for pickup. Rafter 11 Wine Cafe, Coffee Shop, and now your party place, 928-227-2050.
You've been listening to the Prescott Palette on KQ&A 1130 AM every Saturday at 12 noon. If you know someone who's doing great things, have a special event, or just got a great story, drop me a line at presspalette@gmail.com. That's presspalette@gmail.com, and we'll get them on the air. In the meantime, see who I'm talking to every Thursday in the Across the Street section of the Daily Courier and on Facebook at Prescott Palette.